Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Pod. It's another win for Sunderland. It's another clean sheet for Sunderland, mugging off those Swindon slugs by 2-0. I'm Rory Fowler, joined as ever by Matthew Keeling.
Hi.
Matthew, it's hard to know where to start when things are just, I'm going to say it, so fucking easy. Like, just didn't break sweat today.
Too easy? Too easy?
False too sense of security.
They lost 3-0 to Crewe on Tuesday.
Screw it up. No, come on, positivity.
No, look, like, it was too easy. Like, they were, I mean, you can sit here and go how bad Swindon were, but like, we've played teams like that in this division for 2 years now.
I mean,
and you, drawn.
You didn't, it was so easy, you totally forgot about one. Our starting 11 had a makeshift defence.
Well,
Jordan Willis went off very early on. Better bring Jack Diamond on and put him up in the centre half. And you forgot about it
because
there was no pressure being put. We didn't get out of second gear. Like, and that's as much as like that's a dig against Swindon. But our quality in midfield against these sides, like, we just, for the majority, it was just underlining against the majority of the division, we're a level above our.
Yeah, I think the midfield three as a three are great.
Oh, they were excellent today.
You're not getting, I mean, the ball for the second goal, the power put, I thought was that there actually. And
yeah,
I was delighted to find out that it was Max Power.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you wouldn't be like, you'd be forgiven for thinking that that's a little bit because he does that.
Yeah,
like,
and Scowan quietly, I thought, I didn't notice him really.
But on, you mentioned Scowan. For that goal, he played the ball to Power and was quite good. And we were talking across different tables. Should have, like, caveat this to start the pod. We are doing this with social distancing, you know, separate tables, etc. But we were saying to each other, Scowan, like, his engine, and he, like, does, like, a lot of graft. And that is a very handy midfield three for this level, isn't it?
You know, I mean, look, you're not. People go on about the different midfields that we'll come up against on a weekly basis and try and, for whatever reason, put our midfield down to an extent. I think you hear, like, oh, it's pedestrian, it's slow. It's not. Like,
it isn't.
Like, it's, you've got the balance of, like, the calmness of Leadbitter, like, with his being an old man, basically, in terms of
an footballer. An elder statesman.
Aye. Then you've got Power, who's tenacious.
And he was really on it, is it? That was like, apart from like, you want to see him like having a bit of a raking shot for around 25 yards.
That was all he was missing.
That aside, it was a bit of a classic sort of Max performance.
It was?
That actually, very early on in the game, he did a lovely flick to Lyndon Gooch.
Yeah. And he nearly scored, didn't he, as well?
Yes.
He was close, reasonably close. It was a half chance across the goal.
Yeah.
But, and then you've got Scowan to do the things that, well, I don't want to do that. Oh, Al Garn.
Who again?
Al Garn, dang it.
Had a nice shot on target.
Yeah, it was good effort. Look, I'd seen him play a few times in the middle and thought, and then he looked better out wide. But I think, well, that's your midfield three. And then, for all, I think he's not very good and I've been critical of him. George Dobson isn't a bad option to have off the bench.
again, we've mentioned like depth, and it's weird, isn't it? Like, we were worried about our depth in midfield, and we were talking about like, so like, are we sure about Scowen? Ledbetter might not have the legs, but now actually,
well,
you're looking at it.
Yeah.
Actually, for all of like, probably got some problems. Actually, I'm gonna say problems in centre half, but we'll get into that in a second. But the midfield now, you're not worried at all about this, are you? It looks very dependable. You've got options there, and especially with the way things are performing now, and you're going to have to rotate going into midweek games as well,
yeah,
aren't you? So, you know, Dobson might have to come in for Ledbetter because, you know,
well, Ledbetter's not going to be able to play every game, and you're going to pick up suspensions, and then you're going to pick up injuries.
They're going to get you.
But that's not the end of the world.
Especially with Power and Scowen. We know Power's got quality, the form Scowen's in. Dobson, that came in, not ideal. And actually, as we know what Partington's like, Partington will stick with Ledbetter for as long as he can.
He'll run him into the
ground. But when Dobson does have to come in, you'll be like, well, if someone's around him and behind him.
But then, you know, it could be a thing of spurring him on because you think Dobson's going to have to wait for his chance now, and if he comes in, and he'll think, well, I'm only playing because Ledbetter's thousands and or injured, or Power's suspended, or whatever.
But coming into a winning side side with momentum, it's going to do him so much world of good, isn't it? And I guess that's what did for him early in the year as well, actually, when he did have a bit of a run of form.
Yeah.
He came into a side which had a bit of a momentum behind.
Yeah, he did. So I think that's like a, I don't know, a bit of a, that's another positive to have, isn't it?
It is,
really,
like,
even though he didn't play, like, it's his best game for us.
But just,
I'd say
it probably is. But it does emphasise how good that midfield's looking. And we mentioned the makeshift defence today. They've kept a clean sheet. That's a massive positive considering.
Well, let's look at the back five that we finished.
Well, let's look at what started the game. Bailey Rice, you know, was his usual self.
Just the defender.
You barely notice him. But I bet if you're the two defenders either side, and the goalkeeper actually, he's so integral, isn't he?
He does,
he's such a leader. He just dictates everything that defence does. But we're obviously forced into an early change because Jordan Willis had to go off injured, and that meant Conor McLaughlin, your boy Conor Mack, had to go from, he only had about 10 minutes out wide, didn't he?
Talk about versatility.
He was showing it today, wasn't he? But Luke O'Neill is playing centre half, and you know, that defence has kept a clean sheet. I know I'm going to go, well, Swindon looked shit.
Yeah, but you finished with,
make them look shit.
You finished with, like, the back four, the back five you finished with was like, was it Diamond at right wing back?
So you got Diamond, O'Neill,
Conor
McLaughlin, Bailey Rice, and Lyndon Gooch.
So you've got one defender, but well, two.
And Lee Bergingo.
Another clean sheet for him.
No, we're not being negative, we're just being silly.
Another clean sheet for Berge.
No, but like, look how robust we're looking. We've not conceded from open play in the league.
Yeah.
We haven't conceded since 2 minutes into the season. And that was an absolute
conceded three to Carlisle, which is hilarious.
That'll be doing a lot for Burge, and that's kind of what I meant when I said, like, if Dobson has to come in the side, like, what's behind him as well as what's in front of him or alongside him. This solidity is just breathing throughout the side, and we were talking about it and watching the game. There's been times in League One where we've not looked this comfortable against sides very similar to Swindon.
Against bad sides.
Who just came up, and I know, like, away from home doesn't, we said something on Thursday, didn't we? Being away from home doesn't mean as much, but still, we have shrunk in games like this, I think probably regardless of whether fans are in the stadium. Just
they
weight
were,
of expectation, that kind of thing.
They and were.
We haven't today.
I think, like, that's really true, and it was true with teams like, I know they ended up getting promoted illegally, but Wickham this season, when the first season when we drew at home, and they were just shit. And we've played loads of shit, like loads of like seaweed, like clogging the. You go swim, you go in the sea, and there's just like seaweed sticking, just spoiling you from having a nice time. We played loads of seaweed and like foliage in the first couple of seasons, and like
great.
We fell victim to that foliage and that seaweed, and we're not doing it anymore.
We're
I think
not?
That's a custom to not only the Greenpeace boat being in the harbour.
It is in the harbour.
Phil Parkinson.
From the harbour, looking to the harbour.
to the harbour, right, where we can see the shining light of Phil Parkinson's head. Why not turning around?
You mentioned the manager.
You've of course got, we mentioned the manager.
Once Love again, him. You've got to give him so much credit for... Like, I'm not again, I know we like to be a little bit facetious about Parkinson.
It's all we're talking about your friends, I know.
Yeah, like good close personal friend of ours. But it's true. He's that solidity doesn't come from nowhere. The clean sheets are going to be key to us going up. And because we have that quality in the side, let's look at the goals today. Lovely ball in from Lyndon Gooch.
Yeah.
People say that first goal was shit defending, but your striker's got to read
it. He's still
got
to put it in. It's Charlie a volley, White. And he side-footed it in. Like,
you can't really ask for more. And say what like about Charlie White. First of all, strikers to get off the mark in the league this season with a tidy little finish.
Yeah.
And looks quite handy. He was getting in the channels. He was looking up. He wasn't fouling as much. He wasn't being frustrated the day.
He did a foul in the first 5 minutes, and I think that was probably it.
Probably about it. He got it out of the way nice and early.
Well, you would. Early foul.
Yeah,
nice exactly. Early foul.
Let them know you're there.
Like Catamol in the derby.
Yeah, exactly. Dunk on Daryl Yan, Matt.
Yeah, and then he did it on Tiote, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, he did it on Tiote. Was it Tiote? No, it was Tiote first. Yeah. Then Yan, Matt, I think. But, you know, like... I think a really solid performance. He has been frustrating so far this season, but if you're going to play like Parkinson wants to play, it shows he does. It's not going to be pretty at times. He's got a bit of a role to play,
doesn't
he?
I said, I think we were all thought that, well, after you called that White would start.
Well, I didn't want to bring it up, Matthew, but I also said Luke O'Neill might play centre half. You know,
I also said Wickham would stay up though. On another podcast that we
podcast that
we do with some other musicians, David Byrne.
Very good.
He won't start White on Tuesday night though. Danny Graham will.
No, he will. Well, you're saying that, but we know he's very rigid.
We're just ordering drinks. can I get the same again, please?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, I'm just ordering drinks, darling.
Yeah. Maybe in another point here, I'll find it.
Maybe
keep it in. It's natural. But he is rigid, Parkinson. Would you not be surprised if he...
I wouldn't be averse to it. I wouldn't disagree with it.
Keep momentum of a winning side.
I think. And then it's Portsmouth next weekend, so...
Yes, absolutely.
So he maybe would change it then. But then that's a different game, is it? But actually, I haven't said this. Portsmouth is shit.
It's terrible. Did they lose, don't
they? Well, they were losing.
They were losing because Reece James scored as well.
They were losing... And that was very late.
Our phone's on airplane mode to record, so we can't.
So let's just say that they lost.
But even so, they have been chugging along a bit. They've
drawn it. Rochdale. I think they drew at home to Wimbledon.
The fans are wanting Jacket out.
They've wanted Jacket out for years.
Yeah, but there's a bit of discontent for your old mate Sackett, as he wants.
Sackett, yeah, but he keeps getting to the Checkered Trade Trophy final, though, so that'll keep him in a job for a while.
Stop mentioning the Checkered Trade Trophy final, you're never going to get to watch it.
Well, they're never going to play it.
Exactly, that's on me, you're never going to get
another
to watch.
Another plea.
But Chris Maguire as well.
Yeah, good.
Just, he's... you know, needling away,
back to his dickhead self, isn't he?
Winning that penalty as well. He was just waiting, right, I'm either going to put this in the bottom corner or you're bringing this down.
But I think he wanted to be fouled.
he
wanted to score a penalty.
He'd much rather embarrass you than embarrass the goalkeeper.
He could have just
well.
Knocked it round the defender and put it in. No, I was just going to make you foul me.
No.
He's good, isn't he?
We were saying as well when he was lining up, apparently, like, why is Ledbetter not taking it? And he did, like, a very sort of similar penalty when he scored the one against Wickham, where he just, like, kind of waits for the keeper to go and he just mugs him off.
Just, well, I'll just put it there then.
Yeah, well, I'm just. And second goal of the season for Maguire as well.
Oh yeah, he got the opening. Yeah, yeah, he got the one in the opening
against Bristol Rovers. So yeah, nice to have him back in the side and doing. And a bit of a word for Lyndon Gooch playing it.
I barely noticed Gooch, and I think that, you know, that's testament to him, because like the out of position Diamond again. Diamond, I didn't notice particularly.
No,
I thought he was okay.
Came on and
like
was solid,
did fine. McLaughlin,
yeah, come on, you. Wax lyrical about the boy McLaughlin. Your moment, Matthew.
I think Conor Mack, right? Me and Conor go way back. Back to about 3 weeks ago when I decided I loved him. I didn't notice him. You didn't notice him playing, so
if
you're saying that he was shit and you're just doing it because of previous performances.
He's got the clean sheet, like our.
There's a clean sheet, he's played in two different positions. You want to not notice your centre-halves.
You can't really knock them, can you?
You want to not notice your centre-halves?
Exactly.
Like, if you don't notice your centre-halves, then they've done nothing wrong.
Totally agree.
So he did nothing wrong?
Did kind of notice the goalkeeper did with that one that he tried to punt forward, health players back.
Funny that, though.
Oh, really funny. Very Lee. You've got to have a little bit of Lee Burge in there as well.
Like, well, yeah.
You've got to grab the headline. Luke 19 as well, maybe lucky to not give away a penalty just before we got a penalty.
Yeah, but, you know, tough.
Funny as well.
Yeah, hilarious.
And as well, right. We're the fucking big boys in this league.
Yeah.
Let's go and be like, you know, when like in the 90s or early 2000s, when Man United were like, get all the decisions and go there. Let's fucking do it.
Solskjaer tripping over the sprinkler at the stadium, like, getting a free kick.
Let's like be a bit. Like, I know you can't, it's not an exact science, but fucking hell, like, let's be arrogant and be like,
but
shake
why
our
not?
When those things happen. Like, Ledbetter was getting in the referee's ear quite a bit today.
All you've got
well.
To do is go, you can't, it's an audio. You just got to go. You've got to like laugh at them, like you've got like when their striker falls over, when their just a man falls over in the box, you've just got to go like and just look at them as if to say, what are you doing, you freak, get up.
Agree.
And then Maguire will come over and go, get up now,
you freak. Sometimes probably says that to his own teammates, actually, as well. Chris Maguire.
Yeah,
you would have thought.
Some in particular, you would imagine.
So there was the injury to John Willis, as you mentioned at the top of the pod, but Deion Sanderson to come in.
Yeah, just
and Tom Flanagan will be back.
Just a promising man.
I'm just bringing in a promising youngster, darling.
I'm just bringing someone who's going to play for England, darling. I don't even know if he's England.
No, I don't know. Yes, let's see it. I don't know, Deion.
Look, I think there's something
Welsh,
in this.
Deion Sanderson?
Sanderson.
Because I'm literally basing that on the event. I'm Lord of Cardiff, actually. That's why I've got that in the end.
I'm basing Sanderson on them sponsoring Sheffield Wednesday for ages. But there's got to be. Look, I'm not going to pretend and say that he's going to be great, because I've never heard of him.
Same.
I didn't know he played. No. I didn't know he existed.
This time, 48 years.
I tell you what, we're looking good for 48. Like,
he is looking good. Like, happy 48th birthday,
Dion. Oh well, happy 48th. Gary Foster is 48 in a couple of weeks. So happy birthday, Gary.
Yeah, 1st of November. I believe, for Gary Foster.
G Foster Journal. Give him a follow on the old Twitter. Yeah. Yeah. Wish him happy birthday.
And on Instagram.
I've got a problem here because my phone's on airplane mode and my card is on my phone.
That's all right,
can you pay for them?
I will. Right, this will have to be enough.
It might work, actually. It might work.
This is really good.
It's 17 now.
That's all.
Yeah? But that's what it because my phone's on airplane mode, so I thought
that... taken off airplane.
Oh, does it?
Oh,
oh, great. Okay. Oh, right, okay.
What were we talking about?
Deion
Sanderson. What was this?
I was going to say that well, he signed a new partner at Wolves. I can't remember what we're talking about.
Buzz Grant.
Okay, now... there's obviously something in, like, promising in terms of his career path, because I think he signed a new contract at Wolves yesterday before he went out on loan. You know how that happens a lot now.
It does,
like,
yeah,
some bigger club like Wolves. Wolves being a bigger club, I know. But yeah, like, in terms of, I think it's happened, like, Real Madrid do it, and, like, oh,
yeah,
you can go out on loan
yeah.
for 2 years, but you've signed a new 5-year deal.
So basically, we're very cultured.
Yeah.
Continental.
So they obviously Wolves value him.
He travelled the world.
And Cardiff fans were annoyed that he didn't go back there. So I think that says a lot about
him. Yeah. Team in the division above.
So I'm looking forward to him being terrible.
Absolutely terrible. But hopefully it's not a long-term injury to Jordan Willis. By the time you listen to this, there might be a bit more news on that.
Aye, out for the season.
joining Morgan Feeney and Jim Adley, darling.
I'm just ruling myself out for the season, bro.
But with him, Flanagan come back, and we can go to an actual back three. Luke 09 can go back to right back. Gooch will probably stay at wing back. And
where does this leave Conor McLaughlin?
Oh, no. Well,
You could put him in midfield, to be fair.
You could put him at left back.
You could put him at left back.
If you have to refresh the midfield a little bit, you could put Gooch back in there. Yeah, but to be fair, you might want to keep Conor McLaughlin.
I'm just thinking, we don't want to burn him out, do we?
You don't.
He needs to play for Ireland, so.
Well, of course, keeping Erling Haaland a bit
well,
in midweek.
As we discussed on Thursday.
Yeah.
Hello.
Very good. But it's another win for the lads. It's another clean sheet. And Matthew, your prediction is that we will not drop any points as long as we have 11 men on the pitch.
Yep. Yeah, that was my prediction. Yeah.
Is staying true.
Yeah, correct.
Is that going to continue against Crewe Alexandra?
Yeah, because they're just men and they're playing away from home for the first time in their history.
Which
has never happened before. Crewe never played an away game before. Whenever you watch highlights of like whatever league we're in now and whatever channel it's on now,
you forgot what league we're in. Whatever league we're in now.
Aye. Conference North. playing in the Wearside League.
Wait.
No, the Crewe are always at home.
Yeah.
And the Crewe always lose at home on highlights of football. Crewe always lose at home.
They do. It is true.
And they're never seen away. So, I mean, it's a shock of the system when they're having to sell an away kit for Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's like Preston. Preston never have to wear an away kit to them because they're the first team to win the double. I think that's a fact. Correct us if I'm wrong, anyone who's listening, but I think that is...
great when you're wrong.
They were the first team to win the double, so obviously they do now for commercial reasons. I think Preston North End were the first team to win the double, and that means they never have to wear away colours.
Maybe Crewe won like the first team to win the treble, so they never have to play away.
They were the first team to win League 2 in the Chequered Trade Trophy.
Yeah. So until now, and then that's expired now, so they have to play
away from home.
It's going to be a nightmare, that.
Well, they're going to have to hire a bus driver, so never usually have to have that.
Well, yeah.
Like, they're not going to be used to being in an away team dressing room or anything like that as well.
And the away fans won't matter because they don't usually play away. So.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm worried now.
A bit scared. But hopefully on Monday, Gareth and Stephen will be able to put your mind at rest with a look back in more depth at this glorious win.
And some normal predictions.
Some normal predictions for the
game.
Well,
I'm going to do a prediction.
Okay.
Because this is...
Yeah,
we're going to beat Crewe 6-0 on
6-0.
Tuesday.
6-0. Oh, yeah. I'm with you there, but I'm going to say 4-0. No. I'm not going to go 6-0, but 4-0. A brace for Charlie Wyke as well. Keeping up his
Danny
glorious...
Danny Graham for me.
Oh, no.
4-6.
Charles is going to retain his starting place. And how about Bailey Wright getting on the action? How do you
feel nice
about that?
Yeah, after I wrote him off because he missed against Tranmere in January on my birthday.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I forgot about that. And then the other goal is a free hit. You know, like a bingo card. The middle one's like a free hit.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that vacant. I mean, it works for me, doesn't it?
Well, so, Danny Graham, all 6 for me.
All 6 for you, agree. And we'll be back. We mentioned Gareth and Sima back on Monday. We'll be back on Thursday to look ahead to that game against Portsmouth and look back on the game.
Look back, yeah,
no reaction well.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's great really when it's a midweek game because it's less work for us to do, really. We don't have to prep as much because we just talk about our game.
Yeah.
Look ahead to our game. Lovely stuff. But it's another clean sheet for the lads. It's another win for the lads. A striker has finally scored for us as well. Promotion is very much on the horizon. Thanks for listening.
New glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.